Sports and Recreation reporting on SDPB is supported by Regional Health, helping patients and communities live well.
And I'm Steve Zwemke, filling in for Lori Walsh on In the Moment this afternoon. The South Dakota State Jackrabbits open their 2017 football season at home tonight against the Duquesne Dukes. Coming off a Missouri Valley Conference championship and five consecutive playoff appearances, hopes are high for this year's campaign, perhaps higher than they've ever been. Matt Zimmer covers the Jackrabbits for the Sioux Falls Argus Leader, and he joins us on the phone from Sioux Falls. Matt, great to have you back on the program.
How's it going, Steve?
Excellent. Well, let's get going here. The hopes are lofty, and there are big dreams for the Jackrabbit football team this season. Is that all legitimate?
Yeah, I think so. You know, obviously every team goes into a season with a certain level of optimism, and the Jacks in particular, you know, for the last 4 or 5 years have gone into each season saying, hey, we think we can compete for a national championship, you know, be a high seed in the playoffs, win our conference, all that kind of stuff. But they kind of hadn't gotten to a high enough level to where I think maybe those things seemed realistic to anyone outside the program. They've been going to the playoffs year in and year out, but still kind of seemed like maybe a fringe contender. And I think last year when they, you know, when they beat North Dakota State on the road, won the conference, and had a couple players emerge as, you know, major national-level players, guys that are getting NFL talk surrounding them, I think that's when it kind of started to sink in that, hey, going into the 2017 season, this is going to be a team with really high expectations that, that can maybe take that next step and be considered a legitimate national championship contender.
Yeah, the Jackrabbits averaged 33 points a game and well over 400 yards a game last year, and they're expecting to be even better. So the offense apparently doesn't have too many concerns.
No, that's definitely the strength of their team. That's where they're loaded. Their quarterback, Taron Christian, was the conference player of the year last year, and he's got probably the two best receivers in all of FCS football with Jake Winicky, the wide receiver, and Dallas Goedert, the tight end. I mean, those are two guys that are probably going to be playing on Sundays next year. So just those three alone give them a leg up on just about everybody else in their league. And it's not just those three. They've got a good stable of running backs. Their offensive line is pretty solid. So offensively, yeah. I mean, I think they can go into almost every game this year expecting to score around 40 points.
Wow. You wrote not so long ago that there are some question marks for this team. Where do you see some possible hiccups down the road for the Jackrabbits?
Well, the question marks are definitely on defense. They graduated some of their best players from last year, a couple of senior linebackers, a couple of seniors on the defensive line, and they're going to be pretty young in a lot of spots. Their linebacking core is very young. Both outside linebackers are new starters, and the middle linebacker is a returner, but he's just a sophomore. And then on the defensive line, three of the four starters are going to be new, and that's a unit that has been inconsistent anyway. So I don't think they're in a situation where they want to be, you know, in a shootout every week where they're trying to beat teams 40 to 30 or something like that. But if some of those young guys don't step up on defense, that could be the situation they find themselves in.
Yeah. What about on the offensive line? How deep is the offensive line?
Well, it's not real deep. I think they feel pretty good about their five starters. Their center and their left tackle are both all-conference guys. Like I said, the starting five, I think they feel pretty good about, but they just had a returning starter from last year was just announced is going to be suspended for the first six games of the year. Mm-hmm. So that obviously hits their depth. And then just almost all the backups on the line are young guys and in some cases true freshmen right out of high school. So if everyone stays healthy, they should be fine. But if there's some injuries or guys get worn down, that could be a potential issue for them.
At quarterback, what about backup? Taron Christian, as you said, is one of the big, bright stars on this team. What happens, as you know, with football, you get that one key injury, and it kind of has a chance of blowing the whole season. What about quarterback? What do they have behind Taron?
Yeah, that's where they're definitely in a different situation than last year. Last year, going into the season, they had a heated battle for the starting quarterback job between a senior captain Zach Lujan and Taron Christian. Christian won the job, but they were in a great spot all season by having that senior captain backup, mm-hmm. a guy who could have stepped in, and it turned out they never really needed him, but if they had, they would have been in fine shape having someone like that at the ready. Now this year, they're not quite in that situation. They do have a senior backup again, in Dalton Douglas, but he hasn't played very much. He missed all of last year with a knee injury, and before that he was backing up Austin Sumner and Zach Lujan. So it's been a long time since he's, you know, played every down. He hasn't done it since high school. So I think they really like the fact that he's an experienced senior, and I know his teammates have confidence in him, but it'll be interesting to see if the Jacks try to protect Taren a little bit more or aren't as aggressive running him because they don't want to get him hurt because they're not sure what they have at the backup spot.
Mm-hmm. Beyond that, there's also a new long snapper. Are there any worries with special teams?
That's a good question. You know, that's obviously not a position that people talk about all the time when you talk about a team and their given strengths and weaknesses, but they did have, over the last 4 years, probably as reliable a long snapper as anyone in the country. Thayer Trenthale, I think, in 4 years, never missed a snap. And that was a thing. They were so concerned about it that they actually had, in spring ball, their starting middle linebacker, Christian Roseboom, was handling it. I don't think that's ever a good sign when you're using a defensive starter as your long snapper. But as it turned out, Brady Sorensen is a Yankton kid who specialized in long snapping all through high school. He's pretty highly regarded, and he worked with their punter, Brady Hale, because they both played at Yankton together. Mm. So it is a new guy, new group. They're the new holder this year, too. But the kicker's back, the punter's back. So, like I said, that's kind of interesting. I hadn't really thought of that as a potential area of concern, but I know as of right now they feel pretty good about it.
The stability of this program and the respect that the program now has, does that all come from the top with the veteran coach John Stiegelmeyer?
I think so. John's a guy who, and as a lot of coaches are now in today's college football, kind of a CEO role, you know, where he is sort of coaching the coaches. That doesn't mean he isn't heavily involved in game planning and recruiting and all those things, but he, I think, has been so successful in the last few years by giving his assistant coaches an awful lot of freedom. He's a hands-off manager when it comes to how those guys handle their different position groups. They've also just been able to expand the size of their staff as there's been more money, I guess, in the program that they've been able to fund more coaching positions. Now they have such a big staff, and it's a good staff. They really work well together. I think that's maybe the biggest strength that this program has going for it is the coaching staff and how kind of complete it's become and how well they get along. And, yeah, I think John deserves a lot of credit for having put together a staff that does a good job of recruiting, but then also really a good job of relating to kids and making them feel at home there. It's a neat place to be around. I spend a lot of time going to practice and being at the facilities, and it's pretty unique, the environment that they've created there.
Yeah, along with everything you said, too, Dana Dykhouse Stadium doesn't hurt either. And just you add that into everything you said, it's got to make recruiting so much easier, too, for the staff at SDSU.
Yeah, I think right now they're in a golden age, I guess you could say, because, you know, as you know, it's only a matter of time before someone else comes along and builds a bigger place or a nicer place. But for the time being, right now, they probably have the best facilities of any college football team at their level when you factor in not just the stadium, but the SJAC indoor training facility that they built a few years ago, the Dykhouse Center, which is sort of their home offices for locker rooms and coaches' offices and everything. I mean, when you're on that end of campus where it's the football stuff, it's amazing. And I can't imagine, no matter who they're trying to recruit, when a kid comes in there and sees what they have to offer, it's got to be real tough for that kid to leave without saying, yeah, this is where I want to go.
Looking at the coaches poll, I don't see a lot of difference from the coaches' outlook for this season in comparison to the way the season ended in 2016. South Dakota State, North Dakota State, both 7-1 in the conference, and the coaches poll has North Dakota State on top. South Dakota State, a win over North Dakota State, is that the hurdle they need to clear to finish on top of the conference, or could there be some other hiccups in the schedule that might be an issue for the team?
Well, the league is always loaded. I mean, the last few years they've put more teams into the playoffs than anybody. Each of the last 2 years they had a Missouri Valley team has gotten into the playoffs with a 6-5 record. I mean, a few years ago that was unprecedented, but that's just how much the respect for this conference has risen in the last few years. Having said that, I do feel like North Dakota State and South Dakota State are a substantial step above the rest of the teams in the league. I really think it'll come down to those two. As far as SDSU, you know, They did beat the Bison finally last year, but then they had to go back there in the playoffs and they got trounced.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think they've necessarily completely gotten over that hurdle, either mentally or you know, just actually on the field. I certainly think they're as good as the Bison this year and that they can beat them again, but I would never want to be in a situation like they were last year where you have to beat them twice in 1 year. So I think that puts a lot of pressure on them to have as strong of a regular season as they possibly can so that when they inevitably have to play NDSU in the playoffs again, that you would hope it's in the, you know, the semifinals or even the national championship game and not earlier in the tournament as it has been the last couple of seasons.
Should be a great night to sit at Dana Dykhouse Stadium tonight for the season opener against Duquesne. Matt, what can you tell us about Duquesne, and what's the outlook? Is SDSU a favorite tonight?
I'd say the Jacks are definitely heavy favorites, just because Duquesne comes from the Northeast Conference, which doesn't offer the full allotment of scholarships, so they're working at a little bit of a disadvantage coming from that league. Having said that, they're the best team in their league over the last few years. They've won 4 conference titles in the last 6 seasons. They've got a running back who was the National Freshman of the Year last year, and everyone I've talked to said that that wasn't just, you know, something based on stats or whatever, that he's legit and that he's a potential superstar player that the Jacks have to be wary of. That said, assuming that guy doesn't run all over him for 300 yards or something, I think the Jacks should probably be able to win this game pretty comfortably.
Yeah, it should be an exciting season. Lots to be excited about, and we'll look forward to visiting again later on. Matt Zimmer is with the Sioux Falls Argus Leader, and his beat is South Dakota State University Sports. Again, tonight's game at Dana Dykhouse Stadium starts at 7 o'clock in Brookings, and Midco Sportsnet has television coverage. Matt, thanks a lot, and we'll look forward to the next time.
You bet. Thanks, Steve.